Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We are talking about wildlife and attracting it to your yard. Our blog this week is creating a backyard habitat. And I just wanted to mention, if you get our newsletter, you've received this newsletter and you've already read this article maybe, but you can always find it at Rosie on the House under our homeowner resources and our blog. But I really, really like this one because we have so many hyperlinks in here where you can really build out your information base if you're interested in doing this. We have links to the Audubon Society of Arizona, AMWA, which is the water, use it wisely,
that's
people.
Right.
Arizona Native Plant Society, which, you know, if you want critters, you really want native plants. We did have a caller call in and say he's got cat claw and they are so easy to grow and to plant and get started. However, on the other end of that, if you're trying to get rid of one, it's really hard.
That's one of quail's favorite food groups.
Well, and it
quail
grows quickly.
Loves cat claw.
So if you're wanting quail in your yard, that's an excellent choice. Here's one that's interesting, the Tucson Herpetological Society. And, you know, it makes me think of lizards, and I love lizards. What other little critter can you welcome into your yard? They don't leave a mess, they don't tear up anything, and they get rid of bugs, and they are cute as heck. I love, not the big ones, just the little guys that do the push-ups.
My exception. I will stop and just sit for hours if I find a chuckwalla.
Okay.
I love those things. That's
right.
My favorite reptile in Arizona. Of course, you can't attract them in the backyard. It's almost impossible.
Yeah. But aren't they cool, though, the lizards?
And if you don't like scorpions, lizards are one of your best friends. If in walking around your yard, you find an abundance of crickets. Crickets are a scorpion's favorite food group. So if something in your yard is promoting cricket reproduction, you probably have scorpions. Just be aware of that.
Yes, that means that everybody should have a lizard as their best friend.
That's right.
Yeah, little gecko guys are the best.
And I'll tell you something else I learned is in this moist, moist weather, don't leave dog food out on the back patio. As the dogs are there eating in the bowl, and then a kernel or two may drop out, and you pick the bowls up and pick them up in the moisture. The crickets love that moist dog food. So that's one more practice I've adopted on the back patio is I make sure nothing is left out there. I don't leave the bowls, and I don't leave any crumbs.
That's good, because the gackles love that food, too.
Yes, they do.
And they are kind of obnoxious. A couple more links on this article.
Those aren't the variety you're looking to attract.
No, I'm not a fan.
You're not a gackle fan.
Especially for the insurance, maybe. Just kidding.
Arizona Fish and Game is another great resource. Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. And then there's one other link in here I really like. It's a link to all the different places you can go and view these kind of gardens. You know, City of Scottsdale has one.
The demo gardens.
Yeah, and then just some of the botanical gardens, like Boyce Thompson or whatever, that you can go in and kind of see things and kind of get an idea before you plant.
Now, for those of you that are attracting wildlife to your back patio, you'd like to spend time out there. And it's been tough this monsoon season because we've had such an explosion of mosquitoes. So we're going to run a little contest here at Rosie on the House, and we'd like you to text to 411-923. If you've tried one of these lights or ultrasonic sound or zappers or the misting, or I've had so many citronella candles burning on my back patio at one time, the fire department stopped to put the fire out. I haven't found them to help very much. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Well, those little zapper things get high ratings, and we tried a zapper thing, and it doesn't seem to.
If you've got something that's on your back patio that's eliminating the mosquito nuisance, we'd like to hear about it. Text 411-923. If you submit an idea, we will put you into a drawing to win Diamondback tickets at the suite. You'll be joining Jennifer and I and several of the Rosie on the House partners and a couple other listeners, and you'll be joining us in a suite for the game
September 20th.
Okay.
Against the Braves.
An evening game.
6:40 on a Monday
suite.
Night. Yep.
So anything you've tried on your back patio that allows you to enjoy the outdoors right now in this mosquito season. And it was, we're going to have an interview next hour just how prominent the bug and mosquito problem is in Arizona. You think you're moving to a desert environment and they don't exist.
And we're going to give you some great tips on protecting your yard and property, your space, but also your body as well, just so you can get out. And because KTR had a blog feed this week about the rise of the Nile virus, West Nile virus. We even had a death this recently. So want to be sure that we avoid getting bitten as much as possible.
I think in listening to this next segment, you're going to be surprised how little standing water it takes for a mosquito to drop 100 eggs. You're going to be surprised.